Chinese cuisine is diverse, complex flavors, from spicy to sweet, depending on the region. A new exhibition at a museum in New York wants to remind people that the country's food isn't all Americanized egg rolls. The exhibition features professional chefs and home cooks. NPR's Hanzila Wang recently paid a visit to one of those home cooks in Manhattan.
Here in Being Me's kitchen, a small dinner for friends and family means whipping up almost a dozen different dishes.
Tang, chu.
Knees stirring together sugar, vinegar, soy sauce, ground pepper, and chopped scallions in a small bowl. It's a sauce for one of two fish recipes this evening. This one is for a batch of fresh yellow croakers. Knees says these are smaller than the ones her father used to cook in Fujian province along China's southeastern coast. But they're just as good for butterflying and flowering before a deep fry in the wok. I used to eat fish every day back in my hometown, he says in Mandarin. On her dining table, there's already another plate of fried fish smothered in a burgundy-colored sauce. It's made with wine dregs from red yeast rice wine that gives the fish a rich, savory taste that can be hard to find at your local Chinese takeout.
I think it's unfair to just classify one Chinese cooking per se.
Qianlam Ko is a curator of the new exhibition at the Museum of Chinese in America.
When you say Chinese cooking, it's like saying European cooking, because Chinese food is just too diverse.
The museum has gathered the stories of Bieng Ni and other Chinese cooks around the U.S. Their signature dishes span from Peking duck to cumin lamb skewers from Xinjiang province in northwest China.
Even with the same dish or same cuisine, every family has a different variation.
That's why the curators say if you want to taste the full range of Chinese cuisine in the U.S., you'll need to venture beyond restaurants and into home kitchens, which co-creator Audra Ong says can play a central role in many immigrants' lives.
The kitchen itself is kind of a sphere of comfort. When you come to a new country, you don't understand what's going on, you can't find your ingredients. That's the one place where you set up as your home base and you cook things that you remember from your past.
Bieng Ni, who recently turned 80, says she loves cooking for her friends. Growing up, though, she says, making meals was her father's job. She left China in the 1980s and worked as a live-in nanny in the U.S., where she learned to make Cantonese dishes for a family she was working for. For years, she cooked in other people's kitchens before she could afford to rent her own home. Now, she shuffles around her one-bedroom apartment in beaded red slippers. A sweet aroma of vinegar and rice wine floats from her kitchen. After a quick rinsing of chopsticks, spoons, and bowls, dinner is finally ready. Ni's granddaughter, Qing Zhuang, and Zhuang's boyfriend, David Wu, are gathered around the table.
He's from a different province. He's from Shanghai.
I'm from Shanghai. I have a different palate.
Yeah.
Still, Ni's drunken chicken made with Fujianese cooking wine hits the right spot.
It's very light. It retains some of that flavor in the cooking wine that really feels refreshing and cooling.
For Qing Zhuang, one of her favorites is her grandmother's winter melon soup.
I went to college out of state and whenever I come back, and especially with the soup, you know, there's herbs in there, and these winter melons, when I eat them, it's just extremely comforting.
It's the kind of comfort food that defines Chinese food for Bieng Ni, who has particular tastes.
Guangdong Chai, Tai Tian.
Cantonese food is too sweet, she says, and Sichuanese food is too spicy. But food from her hometown of Fuzhou?
也不咸,也不淡,也不甜,我觉得...
刚刚好。
It's not too salty, bland, or sweet, she says. It's just right. Hanzila Wang, NPR News, New York.